Ann joining us right now because it must be Friday morning. It must be 6:45-ish our time or close to it. He is author, leadership guru, and, oh, yeah, he used to coach men's and women's college basketball. Jamie Beckler, at Coach Beckler on Twitter, coachbeckler.com. And we are starting the countdown now. It is 18 days until your new book comes out. But I understand you've enhanced it. You are allowing people to pre-order personally autographed. I mean, you're not going to go like that one football player you accused of using an autograph machine. Right, Jamie Beckler?
I would love to be accused of using an autograph machine because that would mean I have so many autographs to do. I would love to have to have an autograph machine, but no, Dak Prescott will not be. I will not be pulling a page out of Dak Prescott's playbook
can you
autographing.
Can you imagine? I mean, we remember when Sammy Sosa, former player for the Cubs, controversial one, sneezed and went on the disabled list because he pulled a muscle. Can you imagine Dak going to Jerry Jones and saying, "Jerry, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to need to go on IR. I injured my hand signing autographs."
Well, that would be a predicament that they would be in because they would no longer have Tony Romo.
Yes.
So that would be one of those where Jerry Jones is probably kicking himself.
Well, you've got stories. You know, we tell funny ones like this currently, but you've got some stories in your new book. First of all, remind people the website where they can pre-order it and give them the title of the book in case they've forgotten since last week.
Yeah, it's The Leadership Playbook is the name of the book, and it's at theleadershipplaybook.com. And they can pre-order their copies there. I'll autograph them. We'll get them out to them. July 25th is the date that it's being released to the public, so they can pre-order it now, and they actually get a little bit of a discount if they pre-order it before it comes out live on July 25th.
Now, this is your first book that is not in an e-format. That means that
you
had to work a little bit differently than the other ones you've written. Am I right, Jamie?
Yeah, there's deadlines, and it's a real book. It's a big boy book. No longer,
it's
no
a
longer
real
the
book.
E-version. It's a real book, yeah.
I have to admit.
The other ones, but nowadays I'm not sure what's real and what's not. You know, if it's pretty much online, I guess it's real. So, you know, with all the virtual stuff and people don't read books quite as much as they used to, but there's still a large market for that.
Now, remind people about the market of this, because this book, I do not know of another book of its type aimed at this market.
No, there's not much competition out there, but my audience is student-athletes, and very few people are writing a book for student-athletes, and part of that is because student-athletes don't read as much as they used to. You know, about the only books they read is what they're assigned in English class, but it's a fairly easy read. Lots of stories, lots of quick stories. It's similar to like Chicken Soup for the Soul in terms of there's just going to be a lot of stories that highlight points. And so it's a great book for a parent or a grandparent or an aunt and uncle. You know, if you know someone or have a relative that plays sports, then this would make a great gift. This is a way that you can help them out. You know, because people are always saying, you always hear them say, or they shake their head, kids these days, or this generation of kids don't respect anybody, or, you know, there's not a lot of leaders. You know, coaches will say that sometimes. We have a leadership void on our team, and this is a way that you can try to help it. It's not the book in itself is not it's not going to be a miracle. It's not going to work magic. But it might be that one thing that a kid reads some of these chapters or reads some of these stories and some things stick out in their mind. And maybe they start to be more aware about respect issues, about character issues, about how they can be a better leader, not just in their sport, but off the field or off the playing court as well.
My randomness is kicking in. Just thought came to me. Is this something that could be ordered in quantity if a coach – I hope he doesn't have a 100-person football team, but you might. hope he does, and get copies for all his players, all her players.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's available in pre-order, and you actually get a bigger discount if you order in bulk. And there's a couple different levels. And but yeah, we've already had teams do that. We've actually had athletic departments do that. There's some athletic departments out there that want to bring me in to speak, and we've made some deals where maybe they can't afford in their budget to bring in a speaker, but they buy a book for every student athlete. So that essentially pays for me to come in and speak, plus every student athlete gets a book. So it's kind of a win-win. So yeah, there are those bulk things available. There's also, we also have an option that we're really excited about, where if there's somebody in the community that really has a passion for leadership, really has a passion for this generation, they can actually support the school. So much like maybe you read about, there's a benefactor or a donor in a community that maybe buys laptops for everybody or buys musical instruments for the band or some uniforms even for the teams. If someone has a passion, they can. We have two packages available for that, where I'll come and speak, and every student athlete gets a book. And there's some other benefits to that as well. So we've tried to think of a lot of ways that a community and a bunch of student athletes can benefit from this.
Jamie Beckler, you have been working with student athletes at the collegiate level, at the high school level, for a number of years, both boys, girls, men, women. Are there any stories in the book, as we wrap up in about 60 seconds, that you want to share today? Because we're getting close to that time when the pre-order period will pass.
Well, it's ironic that you mentioned Dak Prescott and his autographing, because we actually have a story about Dak Prescott in the book, and it just happened last year. And, you know, it's sad that the autograph machine that he's doing that, though I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. But anyways, you know, he got caught last year on film doing something that you rarely see in an athlete. And, you know, he's quarterback at the Dallas Cowboys, and he's drinking a cup of, I believe, Gatorade or whatever, but it's a cup, and he's done with it, and he goes to throw it or shoot it into the trash basket, which is about 10 feet away, which most student-athletes do. And unlike most student-athletes, like student-athletes, he misses, because that's what most student-athletes would do. They miss it when they throw it. But unlike student-athletes, he went over, and picked up the cup and threw it away. And that was a very interesting thing, because the video cameras, the TV cameras caught him doing that, and he got a lot of publicity for that. And a lot of coaches, a lot of parents, a lot of teachers were able to use that example of someone that, you know, has a high position, a lot of exposure as the Dallas Cowboy quarterback, and yet he did what was right when he didn't realize the cameras were on him. There was no reason he had to pick that up. And you see that in the hallways of your school. You see that on the sidewalk. People walk past trash all the time, or they'll throw something into the trash can and they'll miss, and they won't go over and pick it up. And that's, you know, and I've dealt with some student-athletes, even student-athlete leadership groups, and a lot of times the kids will say, well, that's what a janitor's for. That's what a custodian's for. It's not my job. And you know, that's the kind of attitude that, you know, sometimes things don't get done. And, you know, I thought that was a good example with Dak Prescott of leading yourself and doing what's right, even if no one was looking.
Again, Jamie, you have put this book together. It is targeted to high school, middle school, boys and girls in athletics, to teach them about leadership. And, you know, I've never asked in single quantities, what's the price on this, Jim?
The retail price will be $14.99, but they can get it for $12.99 if they pre-order it. So they get a $2 discount on a single copy. And we actually pay for the shipping if it's pre-ordered. So all in all, they're going to save $6, probably $7 overall.
Wow. But when does the pre-order period end? The 25th when it comes out?
Yep, July 25th.
And then if they go to theleadershipplaybook.com, they can find out about engaging you to speak, quantity discounts, all these different opportunities. At Coach Beckler on Twitter, coachbeckler.com if you want to find his free ebooks on leadership. And until next Friday, Jamie, theleadershipplaybook.com, The Leadership Playbook. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ollie.
Bye-bye.